Greetings, friends. I hope that you are all keeping well in body, mind, and spirit. The theme of this Silent Sunday service is Every Breath is Grace. Breath has taken on a new significance in our time, with this COVID disease affecting people's ability to breathe freely, but also with the recent death of George Floyd, the African-American man who died as a result of a police officer kneeling on his neck. And his dying pleas of, "I can't breathe," are haunting and should jolt us awake from our unconscious value systems, where some lives are seen as worth more than others. And closer to home, we've had a number of recent deaths of people due to police brutality. And this morning we come to acknowledge the preciousness of the breath of all of these people and the tragedy of the loss of their lives. Every breath is grace. Every breath is precious. And so the sense of the preciousness of our breath is not only a reminder of the gift of life in every breath that we breathe, but is a call for compassion for every living, breathing being. We as a human family need to wake up from our self-absorbed ways of living, where too often our choices or non-choices have resulted in the breath being squeezed out of others. And part of what we are called to in being followers of Jesus is to become lovers of one another. As Jesus said in Matthew 25, "Whatever you have done to the least of these, you have done to me." This means that we're called to participate in developing a world where everybody is able to breathe freely and live full lives, no matter their race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, or woundedness. So our morning reflections will be in two parts. In the first part, the focus will be on receiving our breath as grace. And then in the second part, the focus will be on offering our breath in compassionate prayer and open-heartedness for our world. But to begin with, I'll lead us in a beautiful breath prayer practice described by James Finlay as a way of drawing us into the sense that our breath is grace. He suggests that on the out-breath, we pray, "I love you," as we give ourselves with all of our brokenness as a gift to God, including our distractions and our inability to stay with our prayer and whatever we struggle with in our broken humanity. And then on the in-breath, we inhale, "I love you," as we receive God's infinite love that is inhaling itself into us with every breath. And I'll read you James Finlay's own words. He says, "Listening to the silent, I love you from God, I am inhaling the unconditional, infinite love as loving me as unexplainably precious in my powerlessness not to be distracted. And then when I exhale, I give myself, distractions and all, to the love that gives itself to me." There's a beautiful reciprocity in that. And so let's practice this together. I invite you to close your eyes as a way of cutting out outward distractions. Settle into this moment by becoming aware of your body. As you sit here, feel the support of the chair you're sitting in, be aware of this moment, this place. And now become aware of your breath. This gift of breath, this gift of life. Allow your attention to be gathered into this breath. And now we'll pray this I love you in time with our breathing. We'll begin with an out-breath. On an out-breath, pray I love you with an attitude of giving yourself as a gift to God, brokenness and all. And then on the in-breath, we inhale, I love you, as we receive God's infinite love that is inhaling itself into us with every breath. And then on an out-breath, pray, I love you again, as you give yourself to God afresh, including your distractions and your inability to stay with your prayer. And then on the next in-breath, inhale, I love you, as you receive the unconditional, infinite love of God that is loving you as unexplainably precious, no matter what. And we'll keep this rhythm going on the out-breath, I love you, as we give ourselves over to God in surrender. And on the in-breath, receiving God's I love you. Out-breath, I love you. In-breath, receive, I love you, from God. Out-breath, we offer, I love you. In-breath, we receive, I love you. And let's continue in this way till the end of this 10 minutes of quiet prayer practice. Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love, that you see us as infinitely precious in our brokenness, in our human frailty and struggles. And that every breath is precious to you, and every breather is precious to you. Thank you that you gift us with the breath of life, and that every breath is the intimacy of your breath breathing in ours. That every breath is your profound grace being breathed into us afresh, breath by breath. So as we choose to open ourselves to receive each breath, we come to open ourselves to receive your spirit afresh. And Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Amen.